your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Our post-game show is powered by Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. The summer visitors have come and gone, so now it's our time to head over the bridge and enjoy great food in a casual, relaxed atmosphere. Don't forget, right next door to Cleese is the Next Door Cafe, open at 7 a.m. for breakfast, 7 days a week. Our player of the game, Abe Gonzalez, will receive a $25 gift certificate from Cleese and breakfast for two at the Next Door Cafe, plus a nice trophy from Ocean Trophies Route 9 in Lenoka Harbor. And the best thing is he gets to be interviewed by Ed Sarluka.
Well, he is our player of the game, Cleese Ocean Trophies player of the game, Abe Gonzalez. Abe, congratulations. Outstanding job on the ground tonight.
Thank you. Most offensive line, you know, without them, there's no me. So.
Smart guy. Praise that offensive line. And we said it all night. Tremendous job by the offensive line. You know, last year was a whole lot of TJ Bellissimo. I'm sure you learned a lot from him. This year, you and Yazer, the two-headed monster in the backfield.
Yeah, me. Yazer's getting good. You know, TJ taught us. But, yeah, you know, we're going to try out and keep getting better.
You know, I don't know what you call it. We were calling it like a jet sweep where, you know, you line up in that slot and come in motion and Higgins hands you the ball on that sweep and you follow those big guys around. Probably the best play you ran tonight all night.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, our line can move, so that's our advantage.
And how about getting caught on that long run? What do you think?
Oh, I felt a cramp.
He felt the cramp. Well, congratulations. I know, enjoy this one. 2-0 start, just what you want to do. Big one next week against the Toms River North. Let's see what they can do against Lacey tomorrow. I'm sure we'll have a bunch of black shirts tomorrow at Lacey watching that one, right?
Yeah, you know, we're going to work week after week, you know, take it day after day. You know, keep getting better. Our defense stay strong.
Hey, defense on scored upon so far this year.
Yeah, we're doing good, you know, just keep getting better.
Well, congratulations, Abe, and we'll see you again next week because we're doing that one on the radio also.
Thank you.
Abe Gonzalez, our player of the game. As Brad gets his pitcher, I'll walk over here and get the head coach, Chuck Donahue.
Final score 19-0. Southern now 2-0 to open up the season. Toms River South falling to 0-2. On the year. Another tough start to the season for the Indians, coming off a 3-win season a year ago.
Okay, Matt, I am with the head coach, Chuck Donahue, as he says hello to Coach Malik before he leaves. Coach, congratulations, 2-0 start, just where the Rams want to be going into a big football game next week.
Yep, they're all big, Ed. Every week is, I'm already thinking about the game right now, to tell you the truth. But no, the kids played hard. I thought we did leave some points on the field. We played a little sloppy in the second half. I thought, for whatever reason, overall I thought it was a really good effort. You know, they're a dangerous team. They have speed. They have athletes, and they make you play. I mean, they're really well coached, and they've got that thing going where South expects it to be going.
How about these the defense for the Rams? No points yet this year.
Yeah, no points. You know, that's a good thing. But, you know, the object is to win. And there might be times that, you know, you give up points and you don't want that to be so big of a thing that they can't respond to it. You know, everybody's got helmets and shoulder pads and films and weights and all that kind of stuff. And everybody's capable of beating you in this league. And it's a really tough conference, and defensively we just have to tackle well, and we have to do good enough, you know, to win the football game. And I think these kids have always played like that. So,
tell us about the procedure tomorrow. Now, are you the type of coach that likes to see a team, you know, up front and personal? Like, will you attend the game, the Lacey game tomorrow?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, there's two. Number one, it's going to be a great football game. That's number one. If you just go there with a cup of coffee and watch it, you'll have a good time. But no, we got work to do, and we'll be there tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon, and tomorrow night Bricks is playing tomorrow night. So, you know what it's like. You coach for years and years, and you know, you just keep going. You just keep going, and the kids will come in tomorrow morning and lift and run and look at tape, and then we'll scout and meet on Sunday, and, you know, here we go again.
Exactly. It's a, you know, 24-hour job, 7 days a week, you know, and you certainly do a good job of it. And thanks for the hospitality, and we'll see you back here next week. We'll be right back on the Hawk next week, 105.7.
Thanks, Ed, and all the guys upstairs. Thank you very much.
That is the victorious coach. 2-0 on the season, on scored upon on defense. Got some kinks to work out of the offense a little bit, but, you know, as you said a couple times tonight, Matt and Kevin didn't have to show a whole lot tonight.
He's also going to join us Thursday night on the Barnabas Health High School football show. I'm sure he'll bring along one of his players. Matt, before we sort of do a wrap, let's throw some other scores out here. Barnegat did beat Manchester 27-0. Marlboro wins its first game since 2010, stunning Howell 16-8. So congratulations to the Braves on that one. It was the last we heard, it was still Jackson Liberty over Central 7-0. Jackson Memorial over Tom's of Reese 27-17. That one's still in the fourth quarter.
Red Bank has come back to tie Wall 21-21 with about 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter in that contest.
That's a big comeback there. And
that's about all.
That's about all, yeah. Friel Borough and Matawan were still tied in the fourth quarter at 7 last we heard. And Shore leads Asbury. That one's probably over by now. 34-12 might have been the final there.
Big win, obviously, for the Blue Devils. Some thank yous to go along. The entire athletic staff, administration here from Southern Regional, always a great place to come down and do a game. So good. We're back next week for the Rams and the Mariners, Tom's River High School North. Our thanks to the respective head coaches, Ron Signorino Jr. and the man you just heard with Ed Sarluka, Chuck Donahue Sr. Looking forward to that one next week. And as Coach just told you, good game tomorrow if you're just kicking around and don't have much to do. Lacey playing host to Tom's River North. The winner of that game really sets themselves up for to make a run in B South, A South, excuse me. It could be Tom's River North, and we could have a pair of undefeated teams here, Kevin, next Friday night.
Should be a good one. Of course, if you're inclined to listen to football on the radio tomorrow afternoon, Monmouth and Wagner on the Shore Sports Networks, 1160 and 1310 a.m. Of course, we stream everything live at shoresportsnetwork.com. Matt and Eddie Acapinti on the call there. And we're back together on Thursday night with the Barnabas Health High School football show on 105.7 at 7 o'clock. And, of course, we broadcast live from Baker's Water Street Grill in Tom's River. And, of course, don't forget Jets football Sunday on the Hawk as well. Jets in Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. That a 4:25 kickoff, 3:30 airtime.
Trying to avoid a tough start, you know, 1-0. They don't want to have to. They got some tough games coming up on the schedule, the Jets do, and playing a little shorthanded. I already heard that Revis will not play
game
with a concussion. Two finals to pass along before we go off. Red Bank Catholic beat Manasquan 10-0 and Point Beach over Dunellen 48-8. We say goodnight here from Manahawkin. Our thanks back to Lauren Bajika in the studios of 105.7 The Hawk. Brad Burascano here as our on-site engineer. For Ed Sarluka, down on the field, Kevin Williams up here in the box. Matt Harmon saying so long. We're back here from the home of the Rams next Friday night on our open MRI of Wall game of the week. Final score, Southern 19, Tom's River South nothing. So long from Southern Regional High School. Thanks so much for listening to the Shore Sports Network on 105.7 The Hawk.
Thanks for listening to the Open MRI of Wall game of the week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and diagnostic imaging of Wall, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider.
Participating sponsors of high school football are Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, and for breakfast, the Next Door Cafe, Ocean First Bank, here for you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking, Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate, Gold Fever, Catch It, Watch It, in downtown Point Pleasant Beach, Bayville Auto Care, from tires to major repairs, on Route 9 in Bayville, and Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, part of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Follow high school football all season long on the Shore Sports Network. For the latest news, information, and our broadcast schedule, log on to shoresportsnetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.